So that was Cat Power with The Greatest. And we've reached the end of our hour. Yes, 60 minutes have gone by. So I'd just like to say thanks for listening to me. It's been nice having my voice heard around the city. And I hope you enjoyed the music that I play. So right now I'm going to end off with a band that I'm obsessing over right now. They just won the Mercury Prize, and it's really, really good minimalist sort of music. And it's the XX in their song Island. So thank you very much for listening. Maybe one day I will have a real show on this radio channel. So once again, thanks. Bye.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris, and you are locked into the Barn Burner on this beautiful Friday afternoon. It's October 15th, 2010. I have to start the show off with a little bit of bad news. I was going to have the most rockin' power trio from Toronto. That's right, Flash Lightning on the show playing live today, fully plugged. It would have been my first time ever. But unfortunately, their van broke down, I think in Kamloops. In Kamloops, BC. And that's very unfortunate. But these are the trials and tribulations of a touring band. I spoke with Darren Glover, who is the vocalist and guitarist for the band, and I will be doing a phone-in interview with him later. So make sure you stick around. It is going to prove to be a very rocking edition of the Barn Burner, even though we do not have the live performance. Check them out tonight. If you don't have tickets, they're going to be playing the Commodore. I watched this band open up for the Eagles of Death Metal last time they were in town at the Commodore, and they blew my mind. They're fantastic live, really high energy, and do they ever kick out the jams. So we will be interviewing the lead vocalist and guitarist, Darren Glover, later on in the show. To start things off today, it's going to be very rock and roll minded. So I'm going to play my favorite track from punk rock icons The Saints out of Melbourne, Australia. This track is called Messin' With The Kid. You are listening to The Barn Burner. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris. If you have any greasy rock and roll requests, you can call in at 604-822-2487. If you want to request via email, you can email me at bobby@bobbyferris.com. Let's get things started with The Saints. Yeah.
let me be a lover, darling. I hope you understand. Won't you let me be a lover, baby? Come on, get it while you can. Come on.
Traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, before that PSA, we had a double shot of the Saints from Australia. That was Erotic Neurotic. By request from a listener who was waiting out in his truck and hates to go back to work. And he was very excited to be here in the Saints today. And the track played before that was also the Saints, and that was Messing with the Kid. Right now, in the interior of British Columbia somewhere, we've got Darren from Flash Lightning. Darren, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. Well, I'm doing I'm doing better. I hope the van's fixed, man. We just had a little pit stop in Kelowna. Or not Kelowna, Kamloops.
In Kamloops, one of the famous K towns of British Columbia.
Yeah. Beautiful town.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's kind of like it's like a spaghetti western out there, kind of, hey, with the rolling hills and the tumbleweeds and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, and Canadian Tire parking lot, which is really awesome.
Totally. Well, you guys didn't happen to bring your road hockey nets or anything, did you? That's a good way to pass time.
Yeah, we should have.
So, I mean, again, you know, these are the trials and tribulations of a working band. You know, it's is this the first time during your ventures on tour that something has happened like this, or is it usually just you're trying to put one Band-Aid over the next, kind of?
There's always just something little, you know?
Yeah, Murphy's Law.
Yeah, well, there's always just something, you know? This time it was kind of brutal. The guy at Canadian Tire decided to take 4 hours to change an alternator. He should be fired, as far as I'm concerned.
It should not take that long on a rock and roll van to fill
it. It should not, man. It was actually brutal. It's like, come on, we have a show.
And and he's hurting the barn burner too. You know, like, you know, my barn burnerites want to hear the rock and good times of Flash Lightning. Now, I got a question for you. Now, the first time that I saw you, as we mentioned before, was when you were opening for the Eagles of Death Metal. How did you fellas end up with that gig?
How we ended up at Eagles of Death Metal was they were going on tour, and our good friend Kevin Drew from Broken Social Scene.
Oh, of course, right, yeah.
Was friends with them, and when the tour kind of came up, he was just like, oh, perfect fit kind of thing, and he just called Dave Catching, actually, which is now a friend of ours.
Oh, great.
And just kind of said, hey, you got to put this band on your tour, and they checked us out, and it worked. It was awesome.
It was fantastic. And, I mean, yeah, you could not ask for a better opening. Well, something, an act that was, you know, just like symbiotic for that tour.
Yeah, it was great, man. And actually, it led to us having a great relationship with the band and Dave Catching. And we're actually going in December to go start recording an album with them.
Oh, wow.
We're gonna go to Rancho de Luna. De La Luna, sorry.
No way. This has turned into a greasy rock and roll working relationship.
Yeah, and it's great, you know, and we can't wait to make a I know we just released an album and we're supporting it, but, you know, we're going to go do another one.
How many, talk a little bit about the tour out in Western Canada this time around. What places are you playing and who are you playing with?
We're actually doing our own headline tour,
right.
And we are playing with just local bands, and it's going great. You know, we've played kind of everywhere. So, which brings us to Vancouver for tonight. This is a different part of our tour. We're playing with 5440 tonight and tomorrow night at the Commodore, and I believe it's the 30th anniversary of the release of their first album.
That's right, the Vancouver Stalwarts themselves, 5440. That's right, a BC institution.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. It's definitely an honor to be and a privilege to be a part of it. You know,
definitely. You know, it's funny, my music director and I were talking about the album. First off, it is that classic rock and roll front cover, like Snakes in the Desert, you know, and lightning flashes here, there, and everywhere. And crows, my favorite of the birds, basically. We were saying, though, it's very, there's only a spattering of bands out there that have the moxie to throw out the band name in the first song of the album. I think Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, Motorhead, and Bad Company all come to mind.
Yeah, that's exactly why we did it.
That's right. You're swinging for the fences, aren't you, Darren? That's great.
Well, we wrote the song and we played it, and it was just kind of had this thing to it that we were like, that's our song, you know, that's our title song, and it just kind of. And Black Sabbath, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, there Black you go, Black right? Sabbath. Yeah.
And it was just cool. 40 regular. Yeah. And, yeah, no, that's kind of how it came about. I mean, it is, on our album, it is the heaviest one, for sure. I mean, at the time, we were writing with Jimmy Shaw of Metric. We were C-Place. And we we had like a whole bunch of different styles and sounds of like different songs we recorded.
Right.
Like, and then after coming off the road with Eagles of Death Metal, we just instantly went into the studio and like all a bunch of heavier songs kind of came out and kind of, you know, it just kind of another part of our band and what we could do, and it was kind of exciting, and we're kind of going to go down that road a bit more, and you know. So.
Speaking of that road, when I did see you play, you closed with "I Don't Need No Doctor" by Humble Pie off of their "Rockin' the Fillmore" album. When Flashlight Informed, was it like-minded individuals? It like the same type of, you know, music? I mean, you know, obviously that record collection, you know, stuff like Humble Pie, Free, you know, a lot of that kind of heavier bluesy stuff from like the 70s and 60s.
Well, being a guitar player, I grew up on that. And I didn't grow up on it as I'm like a 50-year-old man right now. I grew up on it as when I was a young kid. That was in my record collection for my dad. And I just kind of, from there, you know, that's how I learned to play guitar. So when putting this band together, I was just tired of kind of being in bands where it was like, you know, it didn't fill right up. I was tired of being in bands where it was... it was kind of like of the now kind of bands. Or,
I know.
You know.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. And I've mentioned this on the show before. You know, when stuff starts to lose the swing a little bit, you know, if it either gets too fast or too out there, it kind of it loses the groove and it loses the sex of the music. So I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you guys for kind of keeping the groove happening with in terms of the rock and roll in this country. So well done there.
Yeah, I really wanted to like bring that back, you know, and in Toronto, you know, there wasn't really kind of that happening at the time when we started. So we really just wanted to make a band that was like celebrated rock and roll, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you know,
you got. I mean, have you guys ventured into the United States at all in terms of touring? I mean, even one-off shows and stuff like that. Or is it?
Pardon me.
If you guys ventured, you know, across the border very often?
Yeah, we've done some. 20 more bucks.
This is.
we did. Sorry, I'm buying.
Oh
gas.
No, I love it. This is the perfect interview for this show. Yeah, is that you're actually putting gas in the tank?
I'm frantically getting on the road because we got to get to the Commodore by 5. So.
I know.
I'm in Kamloops, man. How long does it take to get to Kamloops?
You can pedal the metal, you get 3 hours, Darren. You know,
okay.
that's really all you need.
But Vancouver has the worst rush hour traffic.
Oh, it does, especially on a Friday. You guys are definitely picking the right time.
Yeah,
but yeah,
we're screwed.
Just, you know, wave your instruments and point to the Commodore, and people will basically show you where to go. But anyways, so I digress. So you've toured a little bit in the States, and have fans been fairly receptive to what you guys are laying down?
Yeah, absolutely. We did a tour in the States with Sebastian Granger from Death from Above.
Right, okay.
Yeah, formerly now he's in a band called Bad Tits.
he's definitely of a different mind, our Sebastian Granger. Yeah, great stuff from that kid too, though. And so this album that you're going to be producing with Dave, are you putting it out on the same label as this as the self-titled one?
Yeah, in Canada it would be. I mean, what we're doing is, and it's really cool for anyone listening, and they can definitely help us out. Kind of the future of music comes down to the people in music, and it bypasses the middleman, which is kind of really important because it helps bands, and it helps artists, filmmakers, anything, interpretive dance, you name it. There's an amazing website called Kickstarter, and we're on Kickstarter, and we put together a thing that anyone can go on Kickstarter and type in Flashlight and check out our proposal, and you can donate. So you could donate whatever, like from $10 to $5,000 if you want. And it's amazing. There's tons of artists on there right now, and it's kind of like helping people really reach their goals without having to like get the belief of like some middleman that you just want to see the latest new fashion. Because the reality is there's so many people on this planet, obviously, that a small percentage will really help. You know what I mean?
Agreed, and without the middlemen, you are actually. I mean, the proper people are getting what they deserve and what they need to be paid, you know, for putting out whatever art that they deem necessary to kind of get out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important. And it's kind of like this, it'll be like the saving grace of you know, the arts in a lot of ways.
Right. Because, programs, you know, like Kickstarter and community radio stations, right? Independent radio stations that really don't care about corporate sponsorship.
I absolutely agree, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more, man.
Yeah.
That's kind of the future of it, right? Like, people need to support the arts and knowing that their money goes directly towards the people that are creating it and not going towards someone's summer home, you know?
Exactly. Derek, can you give us that? What's the website called again? This is just for the listeners out there. It's Kickstarter.com, right? www.kickstarter.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Kickstarter.com.
Well, Darren, thanks very much. Best of luck with the tour. I am going to get there as soon as possible tonight to rock out with you fellas, and best of luck with all your recording and with the rest of the tour.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for your time, and I really appreciate it. And thanks for spinning the tunes, and we'll see you tonight.
No problem. And remember, next time when the van is in better shape, you have carte blanche to come on the show and rock out. Okay.
Yeah, we will definitely do it. Love to do it, man.
Okay. Sure. Take care, Darren. That was Darren from Flash Lightning, lead vocalist and guitarist. And we are going to start off their little Flash Lightning mini set with their self-titled tune off their self-titled album. This is Flash Lightning with Flash Lightning. And after that, I think we might have to get through a little humble pie. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
You're back on the Barn Burner. What you heard before that PSA was Humble Pie from Rockin' the Fillmore. The name of the song is I Don't Need No Doctor. And that was the first, that was the song that Flash Lightning closed with when I saw them at the Commodore last time that they were in town, and they did a wicked rendition of it. Before that, you had from Flash Lightning's debut album, the lead-off track, which is Flash Lightning, and the song after that was You Got a Mouth. So if you don't have a solo album already and you're a rock and roll fan, go out and pick it up. Up next, from the FUBAR 2 soundtrack, the FUBAR House Band, Night Seeker, with an entire spectrum of Canadian rock and roll guests on this, featuring also Sir Ian Blurton from Come On and Change of Heart fame. We're going to play a little track called Spellraiser, featuring Ian Blurton on Night Seeker. I hope if you haven't seen FUBAR 2, you go out and check it out, because there is some nasty, nasty rock and roll in that movie. The first FUBAR movie, when when Diener is running down the street naked and he clotheslines himself with that telephone pole, that's a block away from the house that I grew up in. So definitely a very proud moment, proud moment for me. Hope everybody's enjoying the rock and roll. Yes, this is Night Seeker from the FUBAR 2 soundtrack. The name of the track is Spellraiser. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Fucking house cat.
You fucking killed someone's pet.
We're in the fucking wild, man. It's a wild cat.
Well, it's got a fucking collar and everything.
Fucking collar. Litter box? There ain't no fucking litter box. Yep.
Wow, that was another classy track from Night Seeker with Right On. I guess that's their, Cam, what do they call that? Is that their integrity track? Is that what, like, what the kids call ballads, you know, record companies? Integrity, right? You know, and you know, like when Warrant would have like a softer song. I think they call that the integrity track, I think. Yeah, exactly. Kind of, well, you know, it's the one that the chicks want to listen to, so they put it on the album.
Would you call it an integrity track?
I guess so. I think Nardwar calls it an integrity track. Like, what? Yeah, he's like, that's your integrity track. Like, that's the one that you...
Yeah.
You know, that, well, you know, if you're at a Mush Music dance party back in, like, you know, 1991, you know, they throw on Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
You can't dance all the time.
That's right. And then you just get, well, in my case, you just get too sweaty. And that's not attractive. You know, girls don't want to see that.
What's playing in Dazed and Confused when the like, junior high kids are having, there's, like, the makeup room in their crappy dance? You know those guys going up to skate?
Wait, Love Hurts by Nazareth.
There you go.
That's
yeah, another great integrity track.
That's a fantastic integrity track. I mean, it's like, that was the beauty thing of, like, hard FM rock from the 70s, is that they you really started to get the power ballad going in full swing, you
well,
know?
Well, I guess, like, it makes sense, you know? Like, the guys are partying so much. There's just so much cocaine getting thrown around, so eventually there's going to be a crash. There's going to be a couple emotional days where all you want is just some regular love.
Just, after weeks of Jack Daniels and cocaine, all you really want to do is cuddle.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
that's totally fair.
You
want to
meet a normal girl.
I just want someone that loves me and that doesn't wear spiked heels, you know? Where's that sweet girl in a pair of flip-flops or Keds, you know? And that's they write that song about the girl next door or the girl back home.
It's called like Sweatpants Mama or whatever.
Sweatpants. I got to remember that one. That's actually a really decent song title. we digress. So that's FUBAR. The first song you heard off the FUBAR 2 soundtrack, actually, I made a mistake. That wasn't Spellraiser. That was Give or Take All. And that is a blatant ripoff of the Wildflower riff from the Cult's Electric album, which I don't mind at all.
It sounds like the riff from Let There Be Rock by AC/DC too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's sped up or turned down. Mm. You know what? We're gonna have a little AC/DC up next, Cam. So that was a beautiful segue too.
Very nice.
I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, what is a FUBAR, set list or block without having a little bit of AC/DC, especially from the Powerage album. That was one before Bond died, and that's where they were really kicking into high gear. It was all nasty. So, all right, yeah, let's not tease you any longer. Here's AC/DC with Down Payment Blues on the Barn Burner. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Cadillac, but I can't afford the gasoline. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Gotta have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna change my life. Man, I got to have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna make me feel so right. We'll be right back.
the opening of Brown Sugar from ZZ Top's first album, one of my favorite ZZ Top tracks. And yeah, that was just going to run a little bit too far over my time slot, and I feel like last time I just really kind of was maybe stomping on Radio Zero's time a little bit too much. So there you go.
Was that last week, Bob? When was this? I wasn't here last week, so
I think I dragged on with Cam a little bit. So I'm cutting.